Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutraMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutraMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutraMedical.com is the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutraMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutraMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. going to try again to see if we can get a hold of Dr. Tim Ball. He must have spaced in terms of coming back on today. He's on usually twice a month, PhD. So we're going to try him again, see if we can get him. So try again, Todd, and see if we can get him. What's going on basically in the climate issues are the left and the Democrats are completely pushing the green agenda. That's all the Democrats, including Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, Biden, you know, Bernie Sanders Claus. He always puts his angry eyes on, even when he's shaking his hands and telling us crazy things like, you know, we want to have people that are, you know, mass murders, like, you know, have people killed with, you know, basically pressure cooker bombs that caused the Boston Massacre, to have the vote to vote for your president or senior leader. So this is insanity. It's an assault against decency and humanity to have that kind of foolishness. So we have a situation right now where jobless claims jumped a bit. Of course, there's some kind of earthquakes happening in the economy, especially worldwide. Trump's offshore drilling plan has been sidelined indefinitely. That's not good. So there's something happening there. Trump is starting to try to improve some of the things regarding the border, but he's not doing all the things that I recommended, and I'm going to go through that list again. The first thing he needs to do is send the troops down to the Guatemalan-Mexican border. He needs to actually stop the idea of allowing people to apply for asylum if the government supports entry. Don't let them apply unless they come to their country of origin. Bus them back. Overturn and do an executive order against the Flores Agreement to just bus them back to their home country. Then also start taking out the drug cartels, which are making these countries unlivable. If you're going to send money to these countries, which you send equivalent to Mexico and Central America, equivalent to $10 billion a year, it's ridiculous that we send all this money down there, and yet it goes to NGOs that are not accomplishing anything to make it more livable for the people. People, I'm sure, would love to live in their own countries rather than come up here and become slaves in an American culture where they're not even accepted as citizens. And we can't accept 22 million plus people that are here illegally and turn them into citizens, a pathway to citizenship. They should have a pathway to working and paying benefits and taxes and so on, but not citizenship, not voting. The Democrats want instant Democrats. They just want to stay in power. They're not doing it. Yeah. Oh, we have who? Who do we have? Oh, wonderful. Cody, I want you to kind of summarize what you're doing. You've done some really neat things, Cody. We had a good talk this morning, and I managed to catch you on the fly because we didn't get Dr. Tim Ball. And I know you're traveling the next week or so. Catching on the fly is almost better than trying to catch you in a schedule because you're so busy. What are the key issues you're following? Because the real world that is really going on and the world that people believe in their fantasy is completely two different worlds. We talked about that extensively for about an hour this morning. What are the key issues you're following? Because you're going to do some traveling and some exchanging documents face-to-face with people. What are the key issues you're following right now?
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
What are the key issues you're following? You're exchanging intel information. What are the key intel information things you're sharing, if you can? And what are the key issues you see?
Yeah, we're sharing some high-level stuff about the chemtrails and geoengineering and some other...
I think you're meeting one of the ladies that actually wrote a book about the chemtrails, right?
Yeah, one of the people we're meeting out of state here in the next few days is Elena Freeman. She's done some shows with Deborah Tavares, which is, I believe, is a guest of yours, and she's done a lot of different things. She wrote the book Under an Ionized Sky, and she's writing another book, and she's with Clifford Kirkham. They're going to do a talk here this weekend. But, yeah, there's some really high-level stuff going on, and I'm going to give her your number so she can call you, maybe get some new information for that forthcoming book.
Yeah, we had a good reality talk today, and I believe that, you know, I'm called to speak not only as Dr. Deagle, MD, but my ministry starts the first day of the treaty, which is coming up because after Ramadan, Jared Kushner's announced he's going to announce the peace treaty in the Middle East. That means my ministry starts the first day of Sukkot when they actually sanctify the Temple Mount area below the Eastern Gate at the Springs of Gihon, which is totally under control of the Jews right now. They don't have to actually go to the Temple of Antonius or disrupt the Mosque of Omar, which used to be at the Church of St. Catherine, that the Christians put up there up to the 3rd to 6th century when the Muslims came in and took over. What people should start understanding, the world that they believe in never existed. The world that people believe in now, whether it's politics or religion, I call realize going on, never existed. It's all manipulation. It's tribalization. It's manipulation to people, just like a snake moves itself by pushing against itself. People are manipulated by dogma, by pseudoscience, by the lack of the understanding the mystery of the layered universe, the physical universe, the spirit universe of consciousness, and the eternal world of God. They don't know anything. The public are so ignorant, it's mind-boggling, because ancient peoples knew more than the most so-called modern society. They're now technologically so entrained with cell phones and movies. They're at a loss of reality. So I'd like you to expand on that, because this lady, she's an expert on chemtrails. But as I said this morning, I take care of the pilots flying Aurora out of Aurora, Hercules C-130s, and pushing drones under the back that would fly between 40 and 80,000 feet and drop the nanoparticle, thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum. And they're creating what's called a torsion field with satellite-based systems. And what a torsion field is, a gravitonic distortion of time-space to actually cause weather systems to be pulled together like a pinwheel or pulled apart. And the fact is that you can trigger off geotectonic events by setting up a harmonic frequency in space or the harmonic resonant entraining frequency of a tectonic plate, so you can cause the mu or resistance between the rock faces to drop and trigger off a volcano or earthquake. So people don't understand. They've weaponized Earth. They actually, these nanoparticles, by the way, have to be reinserted because they fall to Earth after 2.5 to 4 years. And the nanoparticles are absorbed by every living thing, including plants and humans. With 5G network, they've antennified you. They've turned your physical body into something that 5G network can scan you and actually find your location down to less than a cubic meter. So people need to understand that what they've done is they've created a world where the Internet of Things involves you as well. It involves everything and includes eventually hacking into your consciousness, your cortex, and even your DNA to change your genetics. People don't know this, do they? People are blithering, uneducated idiots who don't want to ask tough questions because they don't want to go there, and they want to attack the messengers of people like me that do know what's going on because I took care of working with people in these classified projects, and they don't want to hear it because no one else on public radio or TV in the world knows what I know. Nobody. Not Alex Jones, not Genesis Network, not Jeff Rentz, none of these people, not Coast to Coast Radio. They're all blithering, the jabberwockies, trying to entertain you with some bizarre thing they know, which is a tiny fraction of reality. I know the whole totality of reality, and I cannot explain it to people because it's so beyond the state of average, mundane people that they would think, well, you're psychotically crazy, Deagle. You can't believe that. It's not a belief system. It's a reality system that I know exists. And people don't want to believe it, that our world is ruled by transdimensional entities that are indwelling our overlords and our leaders, like Hillary Clinton, who's a person of clay and iron. Her physical body is indwelt by a transdimensional entity for that eventually came from the ancient world, the star system Orion. These are the transdimensional alien entities that actually rule our world now. People don't know this, do they?
Well, a lot of them don't, but there are more people waking up, and you're absolutely right. That's why shows like yours are important, and people like Elena Friedman and the other people that are waking people up at different levels to this higher reality.
And there's other groups fighting it, too. For example, when the storm system hit New Orleans years ago, I had actually people from Canada and a group of scientists in southern Ontario with collaborators around the world trying to stop the weather system that was being purposely moved toward the Lake Pontchartrain area to destroy New Orleans. And they actually succeeded in moving it off enough it didn't destroy it. But it did cause a lot of havoc. And the problem is, these superstorms that have struck America that cover 1 million acres now that are not going to have planted food this spring in the Midwest, where 1 million acres, the superstorms that struck Puerto Rico and other places like Mozambique, the super cyclone that killed lots of people, thousands of people, these are all weather modification super warfare, and it's all designed to actually push us toward a global enviro superstate, where the United Nations and ICLEI and the COGS, these councils on government and so on, take over the control of the world, have the global taxes. That's why you see the dialogue between Trump and the Democrats. But even under Trump, lots of things are happening under HUD, et cetera, that are moving toward allowing the United Nations and ICLEI. Do you know that every nation on Earth, including America, has deeded their underground mineral and water resources to the United Nations, including under all the mineral resources, including methane hydrates, under every ocean on Earth? That's over 2,000 times the proven energy oil resources and oil and coal. are all deeded to the United Nations. So every nation on Earth has deeded their property rights of their underground mineral resources to the UN. People don't know this, do they?
A lot of people don't. But, you know, it all started with suppressing with the extraterrestrial technology back around, 1947 when the Roswell crash happened. And then they've really run a huge information dumbdown and controlled free energy technology, all kinds of things. And the shadow government that we're talking about, they're decades and decades ahead in technology, like you were saying about making the fault line slip and the nanoparticle.
Well, out west, you remember some of the back in the 1850s and 60s in the west. What was the name of the U.S. military operations group? What was it called?
What date?
And then way back in the 1860s, the national organization of the people that were actually our national troops out in the west.
The name of? I don't understand the question.
Well, remember we had the disaster between the Apache Indians and what was it, that massacre? What do they call that massacre? The Custer's Last Stand. What was his troops called?
Yeah, and Wounded Knee. Yeah.
Right. What was his troops called? They were called the National.
Well, they were U.S. Cavalry troops.
Right. And what happened to the U.S. Cavalry? And I just want people to get perspective in this. Back in the 1850s, confronted alien visitors in the west in the deep areas of Arizona and Nevada. That's why, for example, we have Area 51. There's been interactions with humans and ancient aliens going back tens of thousands, if not millions of years.
Yeah.
If you actually look at the ancient world, and I want people to start getting a little different perspective of the nature of a reality, the Drake equation calculated out that based on the presence of water and star systems that could support life, that they estimated just in our local small spiral galaxy, over the last billion years, there's at least 100 million civilizations that rose that had life with a sentient capacity to travel off their planet. Did you know that? That's on the Drake equation.
Wow.
My brother's involved with the SETI project, okay? He's a computer genius, Kevin. I want people to understand this, that we have had ancient contacts. That's why they talk about the sperm theory about life. We have, for example, asteroids that have arrived, comets that arrived from Mars that were actually hit by comets, and chunks of Mars that have actually arrived on Earth with signs of bacteria and life forms in those rocks. In other words, we have proof that panspermia exists. Of course it does. Life didn't originate on Earth. In fact, if you look at the human genome, 23 genes in humans are called alien DNA because they're not similar to other primates. The fact is that the name for Donald Trump is Apollyon Rising. And every large obelisk you see in front of the Vatican, in front of the Washington Monument, is the erect phallic symbol of the penis of the king of Mars before the destruction of the population and the people of Mars tens of thousands of years ago in an ancient galactic war, just like Star Wars. And we lost. And the population was wiped out. Their water was destroyed. There's still water resources there. They even tried to colorize the sky to make it look red. It's not red. The optics of even a thin atmosphere would create blue. So if you're on the surface of Mars and you're a little rover, you look up, it's going to look blue. Even though the sky is 100 to hundreds of the thickness of the air because it was stripped off with the ancient galactic war. People don't know that, do they?
No, a lot don't, but, you know, there is.
And there are ancient monuments discovered there when they actually went there back in the decades. They've had a colony. Remember how this movie came out about 2 years ago, 3 years ago? About, oh, it's so dangerous to go to Mars and all this stuff. We've never been to Mars. Maybe we're going to go back to the moon now. Listen to this kind of foolishness. We had the computing capacity that the average computer that was used to actually get the man to the moon was equivalent to a watch maybe 25 years ago. Now, we have not only a city on the moon with helium-3 being mined there for tokamak fusion reactors for our space vehicles and our fleets, but we have entire fleets. That's why Gary McKinnon is being hacked into by Naval Observatory and got on also lists of fleets. I've took care of those fleets. I was their doctor. All right? People need to understand. When I got my knowledge from U.S. Space Command, July 10th, 1994, they come to Jesus Talk, He said, we control every cubic centimeter of space between here and Mars. I said, you mean the moon? He said, shut the F up, Deagle. We're going to tell you stuff so you don't freak out, okay? Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, as herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinblastine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega-3 Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2-plex Power C Plus and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Welcome back. So, Cody, I want you to, I had a little bit of a spiel there. I want you to kind of talk about why you see, because you're going to do some traveling now, and you want to share with these people, but the climate, the weaponization of planet Earth, I call the, if you want to change the name of Earth to Terra, I call it Terracide, which means they're killing the planet. They weaponized it, and Lucifer tries to ape God. He tries to pretend he's omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. So he's created a system of Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media, and Five Eyes, an object which is called the Thule Society, which are the transdimensional, basically, avatars that were in Germany that were actually transplanted to America. So people don't realize our NSA and CIA are occult organizations. They're not just Intel. They're occult. They're an exact transplant. In fact, if you want to actually talk about the reality of it, we did not win the Second World War. We won the battle, but the war was run by Germany and by the Thule Society. People don't know this, do they?
A lot of people don't. We brought in Operation Paperclip. They brought
There's actually a show on, called The High Tower, that's on Amazon. And it's an alternate world where Germany won the war. Well, in fact, Germany did. Not Germany itself, but the Thule Society. Do you know that Adolf Hitler died in South America in his 80s? Adolf Hitler didn't die in a bunker in Germany. That's ridiculous foolishness. I know from my classified sources he didn't die there. We had a deal with Germany that the nuclear materials that the Germans were building in their rocket systems and 100,000 scientists, technicians, and intel officers were transferred not only to our space program but also to our intel agencies. So OSS is actually a total transplant from Nazi Germany. People don't know this, do they?
No, I actually had dinner with one of those guys from Germany. He was brought over in Operation Paperclip.
Right.
He was at Los Alamos, and one of the CIA agents introduced me to him. We had dinner one night. He's a very old guy, but all that's absolutely real.
Right, and people have to understand we've also been interacting with advanced creatures from other worlds, for example, and God shows me things. Not only do I have contacts inside the intel agencies, he shows me things supernaturally. One of the visions he gave me years ago, must be like 15 years now, is a vision of George Bush Sr. getting out of one of these maglev sonic cruise tunneling machines with gray aliens. And they had what's called a click translator, because when a gray alien talks, it doesn't talk in English. It goes click, 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 click. And it translated it to English so that he could understand what the hell they're saying, because they were collaborating with their technology for building the underground tri-radiate maglev tunnels that are in a vacuum, that have fiber optic cables in the ceiling and all kinds of things. People understand we've got underground cities all over the world in every country, from China to North Korea to Europe and so on. The whole world has got hundreds and hundreds of these damned underground cities. Some are anywhere between 4 and 12 cubic miles. Some of the biggest ones are up in Norway and in China.
Yeah, there's some here in Colorado where I am under DIA, Denver International Airport.
It's the biggest constructed underground base in the world is under what we call Denver Imaginary Airport. I took care of the security officers for the airport for years. I was their doctor. The excavation company accountant was my accountant, and then he still is. I know everything about DIA. I was a civil aviation examiner for the airport before DIA opened, and afterward, it's freaking huge. 81 square miles and many, many levels down. They excavated more material when they actually built DIA than when they built the first Panama Canal. Did you know that? And they spread the debris on eastern Colorado and western Kansas.
Some of the pictures we're sharing on this trip we're taking have to do with the vent systems of the underground tunnels. We've got several really good clear pictures of these things.
Yeah.
And,
did you know the DIA? Do you know the World Spaceport is at DIA for the world, for planet Earth is at Denver International Airport, and they actually have a model there. The presence in space on Earth and so on. The Space Force that Trump's talking about, like he's pretending he's going to create it. When I was there 25 years ago, we had Space Force. It's been up there for five decades. We've been interacting with advanced beings from other worlds for literally thousands of years. In fact, the high-level Masons, including the illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth I, was a wizard that communicated using channeling and so on to these transdimensional entities. So did the Thule Society. People don't realize these high-level Jews like Jared Kushner follow Rabbi Schneerson. They channel transdimensional entities. People don't know this, do they?
Some people do, but...
Most people are completely ignorant. They just are blithering morons and have no idea about the nature of the real world that's going on. And we see this... By the way, Jared Kushner's not a stupid man. He's a genius, but he's evil as hell. And Donald Trump is letting this guy be his golden boy. This is scary stuff, especially when he's going to announce after Ramadan the peace treaty. He's setting up USMC. He's doing on all kinds of things. He's working on the border. Jared Kushner, man, if I was going to pick a guy to be the next runner for president, after it wouldn't be his vice president right now. It would be Jared. What do you think?
Well, it's possible.
I'm not prophesying. I'm just picking it out to say this guy's deeply ensconced with power. He's got security clearance at the highest level. He knows what the hell's going on. And he's not an idiot, and he's evil. And by the way, Trump's evil, too, to allow this to happen, because he knows otherwise. His daughter's an apostate Christian who's married to a Kabbalistic warlock Jew. And if Jesus met Jared Kushner, he'd call him of the synagogue of Satan. Oh, you can't say that, Dr. Deagle. I thought you were a supporter of Trump. I'm praying for Trump. I want to get a mano-a-mano talk to Trump so I can get the guy to wake up and smell the coffee and review reality. But he doesn't, does he?
No. There's a lot of things emerging about Trump that are troubling at best.
What things are you thinking of? Because I have tons. People want to say, oh, you're a Trump supporter. Even when I talk to my wife, she said, well, I think you support Trump. I said, are you kidding? I said, Trump does one or two things right. He reduces regulation and he improves jobs. But 83% of the money that he did in his tax thing went to the transnational corporations. That's why Jeff Bezos is a trillionaire. He doesn't fix health care by allowing cross-border transfer. He doesn't put an executive order to get rid of malpractice. He doesn't finish this council with Representative Scott, the new senator from Florida, to actually control drug prices. Yeah, they've reduced them the first time in 50 years, drug prices. But there's a lot of stuff Trump could do without a Congress. Congress, to me, is useless now. With Nancy Pelosi and the demon rats. It's completely freaking useless. And the Republicans are useless. A lot of them are backstabbing Trump, even when he tries to do something right, because a man has a good heart. I mean, he's trying to do the right thing. But remember, if you're directed by what you're doing that's good in your own eyes, it by definition, even if it has a positive outcome, like a better economy, is by its very nature, at biblical definition, evil, even if it gets a positive outcome. And people don't get that. Well, it had a good outcome. You must be a good man. I said, look, he's pro-life, but has he stopped or done an executive order to stop taxes going to pay, even though Kavanaugh and Gorsuch actually backed up Planned Parenthood to get $1 billion last year in money from the federal government, from taxpayers like me who don't want to pay for killing babies? Trump hasn't stopped the buggers, has he?
No, and many people don't know that his Mar-a-Lago estate down there near Panama Beach, Florida, has been specifically exempted from the 5G rollout that's going on in our country, while at the same time Trump is tweeting about the we need to push 5G and 6G as fast as we can. And then, meanwhile, the telecom companies have quietly pushed through a resolution in Congress to exempt them from any future lawsuits. So they know that 5G has some dangerous capabilities to it, and yet Trump's exempting his own place. So these facts are real, and it doesn't point to a good situation.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, what I see happening is our society is people have been tribalized. They're pushed to the Democratic side, the Republican side, or in different countries, they're tribalized, like the Russians that support Putin and those that don't support Putin, or the Chinese that support Xi or don't support Xi, and there's 13 million now un-citizens in China that are, with our social media companies, collaborating with China. They've actually un-citizened by social rating to the point where they actually can't get on a train, plane, or even get a job. People need to realize the human race is being pushed into the matrix step by step, and they don't understand it. And to be honest with the average person, see, here's the basis of wisdom. Wisdom starts when you decide whether you're a child at two or three. You're going to ask questions whether the adults like to want to spank you or beat you or or treat you, give you ugly looks, whatever, you're going to continue to ask questions from adults that should answer you. Now, I have no intention of ever being four because four-year-olds shut up. And what I see happening in our society is wisdom happens to people who are willing to ask questions that make you feel stupid, make you feel manipulated, make you feel depressed because you've been lied to. But you have, if you don't have the truth, you don't have wisdom, you have no power, you're powerless, and you're going to be destroyed. And our society is a bunch of powerless sheep that are going braying, not realizing that whether they belong to a church or a political group, they're all being herded into the abattoir to be slaughtered. All of them. And that includes the people that support Trump. I want Trump to wise up. If Trump could have a mano-a-mano talk with people like you and me, and we're both called basically with a prophetic and apostolic calling, and with my intel background and my high IQ and my ability to really answer a question, anything scientific, technical, geopolitical, and otherwise, I'm a scary guy. That's why people like Alex Jones, after I disagreed with his Professor Jones, he called, he basically told his staff, don't let Deagle call back, even though he called me back in 2007 to do shows with him because I left him to get more airtime over at Republic after starting in Genesis in 2005, and tell Deagle that he's acting like he's a sexual predator and not to let him call back into the show. Now, I got the same kind of garbage from Statmuller over at Republic Radio and from Jeff Rentz. Jeff Rentz didn't treat me with respect even a few months ago when I came up with a story with Laurie Cheel Island. The way I got that is I had supernatural visions of Russian submarines tunneling the sidewalls of the Orinoco River and sending up hypersonic cruise missiles. Now, I got still contacts. I have three levels. I have the sewer net. I have intel agents inside agencies that contact me even after my show. And I have supernatural. Nothing can be withheld from me. If God puts on my heart to pray on something, I get dreams and visions or standing visions that shows me, just like the ancient prophets, and nothing on earth can be withheld from me. Nothing. And when I showed these things to my friend John W. Spring, who was a whistleblower for the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962 and the Grenada Crisis, I had to push him for almost a year to get him to actually do this, almost 2 years ago. And he did, and he found the evidence, because the guy's a freaking geopolitical and geographic genius. This guy's freaking smart. And he proved it. Then when I went to Rentz, I said, well, if you're right, Deagle, he thought he'd be very skeptical, like Deagle's a nut. But if you get sat photos, it could be Pulitzer Prize winning. I didn't get the respect. He even changed the name of the story and then hid it, even up on Rentz.com. People need to understand who Deagle is. Everybody on every network, including the regular networks like Fox and other ones, even when I got people like, for example, Gordon Chang, I had him on a few weeks ago on the program, on a segment. I just saw him on Fox this morning talking about North Korea. I talked to his wife, Lydia. I wanted to get him back on the show because I have tough questions. If you get under my minigun of intellectual tough questions, you better damn well have answers. I'm not exactly Mr. Passive. And he didn't want to, in 15 minutes, I fired so many questions at that guy's intellect, he was overwhelmed. He wouldn't come back on the show because I'm sure he Googled my name. Oh, Deagle's a nut. Deagle's a conspiracy theorist. Don't talk to Deagle. Don't go on his show. He'll put it up on social media and everybody will think you're a nut too. Guess what? I raise questions that need to have answers. I have the perspective and the answers for virtually everything, not just something, whether it's health issues or how to fix it, geopolitical, the stability of the border, a defensive Earth strategy against the incoming asteroid that's three times the size of the one that destroyed the dinosaur 60 million years ago. We have a 1% chance of it or its debris field hitting us. We've got literally a 20% chance in the next decade of a coronal mass ejection equivalent to the Carrington event that'll wipe out our population. That's what's going on right now, and people don't get it, do they?
A lot of them right? Don't, but some do.
Some of my audience listens because they say, who is Deagle? I am a prophet of the Most High God. I am an apostle. My ministry does not start to the first day of the treaty. I was called forth almost 30 years ago by the Most High God to give him clay and iron and abortion Armageddon. He audibly instructed to dictate it to me to write. I traveled to 42 cities in Israel. I started a show 14 years ago after I had a show on Clear Channel with Mark Allen Curry. I spread the truth and danger of my own medical professional life and my own physical life to tell the people the truth. There's nobody like me on the earth. I am completely unique, and you are too. You are unique because you turned down $500,000 plus in a duffel bag to blow up the Alpha Premier building because they put nuclear waste, medical right waste of our troops were exposed to depleted uranium, and those exposed to the anthrax vaccine because we gave the anthrax super weapon to Saddam Hussein because of the 12-to-1 ratio of Iranians to Iraqis. Guess what? You're the only one to cross-correlate everything that I've said Then they called me into the boardroom at St. Francis Hospital and gave me death threats and fired me on the spot because the guy that told me of the five special op agents from the Alpha P. Merrill building, the special op chemical agents that Major Schwinder was supposed to examine, and I did. They fired me and threatened me, and I got a check of $50,000, letter of reference, and I warned them back not to try to hurt me.
Cardiovasc is a seven synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What are the key issues you see coming up in the next year and a half before the election? Because honestly, I think that the status of America determines the status of what's going to happen to the world. We have the meeting between Putin and Kim. Russia has their new rocket systems. They just transferred the newest rocket systems to their Pyongyang site already in North Korea. Putin is an evil bastard. China's evil, too. They got 35,000 troops in Venezuela, special forces. We have Hezbollah there as well, and Iranian the terrorists in Venezuela. We have 46,000 Cubans, including the Cuban Special Protective Force around Maduro, who's just a puppet for Cuba, and Cuba's a puppet for Russia. We have China wanting to get access to the oil there because the largest single oil resource area in the world is Venezuela, over 5 trillion barrels of oil, plus uranium and other strategic minerals. This is a very serious time in history because the Monroe Doctrine has not been protected for 13 years, including the years of George Bush Jr. and Barack Obama, and now even the first few years of Donald Trump. He's not actually doing a Monroe Doctrine that doesn't allow the Russians and Chinese to get a foothold or toehold in their back door. This is really bad, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's so much happening with technology. It's rapidly, like the directed energy weapon market. It went from $8.12 billion in 2016. It's projected to reach $41.97 billion by 2023. Then we have the AI systems that are all coming online, and they're growing and learning. And they have the potential to influence elections and do all kinds of things. The AI stuff is astounding. Bill Gates himself said, you know, that the thing that scares him the most is artificial intelligence.
Well, so let me give you a little input there. What they're doing is they're building what's called algorithms written by people. I know how to build a neurotronic parallel processing, fuzzy logic, stochastic parallel processing circuit that's a true AI circuit that's self-learning that would never be programmed by a human. The problem with any AI system is artificial algorithms that are run by humans to simulate it, just like the movie, the miniseries Silicon Valley, that even had some people in this stupid series say they need to create the superhuman, you know, the mark of the beast system, the image of the beast, which is right out of the Bible and Revelation, so that it'll treat us like a good cyber pet and not kill us. People need to understand AI is our biggest danger. If we survive nuclear war and glyphosates and 5G network and toxic food and vaccines and toxic health care and lethal injections and God knows what, the biggest danger in the future is artificial intelligence, the beast system and the matrix. That's our biggest danger, isn't it?
I think it is. I mean, the politicians are all sellouts to the corporations, mostly here in America, but these corporations, you know, Grumman, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, you know, Boeing, Kratos Defense Security Solutions, just to name a few, they're really getting powerful with all the drone technology. This 5G stuff's been rolling out. We've been taking pictures of some of the 5G poles they've been putting up here in Colorado near the underground tunnel vents and everything. It's really growing fast, and they're not talking much about it.
But here's what I think is going to happen as this. And it was announced about maybe 3 years ago that within 5 to 7 years, they would allow your child to actually order, let's say, the game Jumanji, so they could enter cyberspace. You can go to a cyber brothel or video game. You jump off the side of a mountain with a bat suit on and fly. And what's going to happen is when people enter cyberspace, it'll be like the movie 20 years ago called Coma, where people enter cyberspace are put in suspended animation and are hanging on wires in a facility where their body fluids and so on are managed in a kind of life extension technology, and they just exist in cyberspace. That's where we're going. We're going to a system where right now
everything to buy and sell. If you go online or even in your phone, it pops up in your computer what you want to buy. They know more than your mother. This is dangerous. And if you actually look at it, I was watching a program this morning on Fox to everybody on Facebook. Each customer that signs up is worth to the corporation, because they sell the data to various sale corporation, $6.43 per month. If you take the number of customers they have and you multiply $6.43, it's equivalent to something like $237 billion per month that it's worth. That's crazy. That's crazy. And they can sell this information to salespeople to know your GPS coordinates, your sales purchase, your desires, what you like to order. And they're doing this and making trillions of dollars. Now, why are they doing that? Because they want an omniscient system that apes God. God is the one who's truly omniscient, but Satan and his minions want to have that omniscience so they control you. You're in a cybernetic digital information cage, an info cage.
Yeah, and they're basically terraforming the planet right in front of us. You know, they're putting glyphosate in all the food. Just recently, Monsanto's glyphosate's been found in all the oat products that were tested. They're spraying the nanoparticulates in the air and then in the water, it's the fluoridation and so forth. But a lot of these directed energy weapon things can be used with AI, and they're also using them to set up the new Agenda 21 cities. They're wiping off areas like Paradise, California, and Santa Rosa, and they're going to rebuild in there with the Agenda 21 smart grid cities. The microchips are coming with the Biohack Corporation.
Well, you know, I do epigenetic frequency treatment to help people with their health. They're turning on their genes for structural proteins and enzymes using Pauling's equations. But I also do research on radionics. And you see, what I've learned is a really important question. If my audience was actually wise and everybody listened to the show wouldn't deviate away, or they'd at least dialogue if they didn't agree with me, we would have hundreds of times more audience. And the reason is, you can't convince people with a good argument or even a good story or a good song or a good poem. You have to convince them with what's called spirit words. And spirit words, when it crosses the realm of the spiritual world to the physical, is reversed. One of the things you can find out if you actually want to know the truth about what people say is to do reverse speech. You take what they say in their physical language and you reverse it, because their soul speaks the truth, but it's reversed. So you have to reverse it to hear what the truth is out of their soul. And you want to speak to people, you have to speak in reverse speech, because their soul hears reverse language. Because you're crossing the boundary zone between the physical world and the world of negentropy, or the world of the order out of chaos, the room of consciousness. People don't know this. You don't realize when you cross that boundary zone, everything's reversed in position to space and time and sound. So it's reversed. So what I'm doing now is actually pretty dramatic. I'm working on a radionic, if you want to call it, prayer amplifier technology. I know how to make directed energy weapons. So if I want to make really exotic weapons, I can make directed energy weapons that can do some really dramatic things to you. You'd have no warning whatsoever. There would not be a pop sound or a weapon or something flies through the air. It would just hit you with a scalar wave that would alter your genetics or your consciousness or whatever. If I want to just knock somebody down or turn on a specific gene complex, I know how to do it. Because you can't do that, Deagle. I said, you know, I have skill sets. That's why the Pindar wanted to visit me 28 years ago to get me to become his understudy. He wanted to take my talents and turn them to evil. And I didn't, thank God. People must have been praying for me, like that lady who came to me in 1985 and prayed. She said, I'm a diabetic and I have no kidneys. I recommended she get an abortion. She said, I'm going to pray for you and bring back my baby. I cried so hard I blew blood vessels in my face and realized I'd become a monster, because I wouldn't do late-term abortions, but I still refer for first trimester after they took my baby and my first wife, who died of MS. What people need to understand is, people that are well-intentioned that are doing evil don't know they're doing evil. They think they're doing the right thing.
Right.
That's why when you talk to these Democrats or talk to people in different religions or transhumanist groups like Ray Kurzweil, they think they're doing the right thing when they think they can download human consciousness into a supercomputer. They don't think they're doing evil. They think they're doing the right thing.
Yes.
People don't get that, right?
It's, you know, like Joseph Mengele was doing all the experiments on twins for Hitler at Auschwitz and stuff. They thought that they were doing things, you know, for science and for the Third Reich and all, but it was horribly evil stuff.
Right. And the problem is, you see, even when Donald Trump is well-intentioned, the man has a good heart. But a well-intentioned good heart placed in the crucible of Lucifer is going to do evil. And when you hand over authority to your son-in-law, because you're his son-in-law, to do the treaty in the Middle East, and he's your golden boy, he's going to do ultimate evil, which is the abomination that desolates. The abomination meaning a blood sacrifice against the blood of Yeshua, Jesus, to pay the ultimate price. And a desolation that gives territory and control to Islam, which is a pseudo-religion. It's an evil scheme of deviltry and globalism, because ultimately Islam will take over the world if we don't stop at this century. Right?
They might. They very well could.
Oh, yeah. If we don't have a war or pestilence or something that wipes out the human race, Islam will take over the world. Just look at it. There's like 22 nations with the vast wealth of hundreds of trillions of dollars. I talked to one guy who took care of their money storage systems near Whitehall, north of London, and he said there's so much wealth that the Saudis and their affiliates in the Middle East have accumulated. It's thousands of times more than the accumulated wealth and debt of the entire planet. We're talking about quadrillions of dollars. Quadrillions. And people don't get that. They don't realize, oh, they want to make a Silicon Valley. The first citizen that received was an AI citizen that received full citizenship was a Saudi citizen, Sophia. Did you know that? This robot female is the first cyber citizen to receive full citizenship, and the place she received it is a Muslim country in Saudi Arabia. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. The first cyber citizen on Earth is Saudi.
Yeah, I heard that the Saudis were proposing a big city that's supposed to be bigger than New York out in the desert somewhere, and it's going to be a big AI-type city, but I don't have the details on it.
Yeah, don't underestimate the intellect of these people. The Saudis and the Middle Eastern people, these are smart people, okay?
Yes, sir.
But they're really disturbed because they got Islam and they got demonic ideas. It's the same way as high-level Masons that may be well-intentioned, like the Shriners do all these good things to make sure they feel really good with the great architect of the universe, but in actual fact, they're doing what's the evil of Lucifer. And Lucifer's laughing his friggin' head off because we're too stupid to know the difference. That's why when Lucifer hears my name, I'm probably the only one on Earth that his boots shake. He's like, oh, Deagle, oh. I want him to be my understudy and take over as a Pindar, which means the penis of the dragon of the Druidic Council 13. I know what's going on Earth. The Vatican itself and the Jesuits just work under the Pindar. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Did you know that in the Treaty of 1213 in England, the crown was kicked off by the Pope, because in the Treaty of 1213, Britain is owned by the Vatican, and we're just a colony of Britain. In other words, the financial system of the world is completely owned by the Vatican. It's like Scrooge McDuck owning a lot of the gold. How about you own not only Scrooge McDuck, but his gold and the bank? That's the Vatican, and the Vatican is completely controlled by the Pindar and the council, Druidic Council of 13. People don't get this. They say, oh, you're a crazy Deagle. I say, you know what? You're an idiot, and the only cure is the Darwin effect. What's that, Deagle? It's called death. If you don't listen, you're going to die. Someday you're not going to be prepped up to deal with a power outage, violence in the streets, open borders. I mean, just look at the Democrats. Talk to Beto O'Rourke. They want no borders at all. Are you kidding? They want a narco state, Mexico and Central America, with open borders and people dying of drug addiction, violence everywhere, and they want to disarm us. They want to take away our guns. 87 million Americans with hundreds of millions of bullets. They're going to disarm us? That'll be a bloody revolution. Do they really think this is going to happen, Kamala Harris? You're crazy. Does she really think this will happen?
Well,
of course
not. Living in a dream world.
Well, they think they can somehow use forces. Listen, most of the military and the special forces, the guys that I personally work with, going back 40, 45 years, including right back to Vietnam, they're not going to do this. Maybe SEAL Team 6 would do it, try to attack fellow Americans, but even they, after a while, will cross certain lines they won't do. I mean, the SWAT teams in New York State warned the governor that when you're going to start to disarming people that have PTSD, their former military, you're going to get the first host. The second host you won't get, because we're going to die when they hit us with armor-piercing weapons. So, you're not going to hear reality anywhere else. I don't care if it's a Rents Network or Coast to Coast or Elton.